The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A major announcement out from Rome Resources today. The company has released an update from the work it's been doing on Kalayi, one of its projects in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Here to tell us the details, what it means, and what happens next, it's Paul Barrett, the company's chief executive. Hello, Paul.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Very well. And you must be pleased as well with the news out today. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so these assays have taken a while. You know, there's quite a lot of what happens is when you get more than 0.5% in the assay, they go for an over limit test, so they're tested again. So that's why it kind of takes a long time. But that's almost in a way a positive because you've got lots of over limits. So we've put all these out now from hole 19 through to 34, which is all of our drilling. And there's a lot of wide intercepts in there. There's some good grades as well. And the average grades, actually, if you look at the average of the samples over a cutoff of 0.5, which is the 0.5, as I mentioned earlier, it's around about between 2 and 2.5%. So it's a really world-class grade in that respect. And you know, I know we're kind of biased because we're right next door to the highest tin grade mine in the world, but these really are world-class grades, and there's very, very few mines operating in the 2% range. So yeah, I think it'll feed into the resource update quite nicely. MSA are standing by really for the numbers, and so that shouldn't really take that long because they've already got the model built and whatnot. So it's just a matter of updating, taking it deeper with some of these deeper intercepts and seeing what numbers fall out at the other side. So yeah, a few weeks, no more.
So world-class grades, that's really encouraging for investors to hear. What can you tell us about the widths though? Are they world-class as well, or are they pretty broad?
Definitely. The general situation is that as we're going deeper, we are getting wider intercepts in general. Now, that's not to say that 20 meters is crammed full of tin. It's a 20 meter mineralization zone that has high grade and low grade areas within it. So, it's a really impressive width. We don't know. We could go even deeper and get more tin within those widths. But at the moment, you know, we'll see what we've got, and they are pretty substantial. Yeah.
So you mentioned the resource update a moment ago. Perhaps give us a little bit more on that.
Yes, it's relatively straightforward, though, I have to say, because it's just pure tin. So it's not like Montagoma where they've got to get concerned about the copper and the zinc and the silver, etc. So it's pure tin. And that will be just basically an upgrade of the pit model, and see how much volume we can get in there. We probably won't be able to, at this point in time, put any further information in from the small-scale mining. That's just really got started. So I don't, you know, it won't affect the resource numbers at all, but that's additional work that we're doing on the side. So, yeah, it's not going to take very long.
Yeah, you mentioned a matter of weeks, really.
Well, hopefully, yeah. That's what I've been told by MSA. So at some point towards the end of July, maybe early August, but that's the limit, really.
Yeah, so it should be quite an eventful summer for Rome Resources, summer in the Northern Hemisphere anyway.
Well, that's right.
What else have you got going on, Paul?
Well, I was going to say it's always summer in DRC. Well, yeah. Unless they lose at football, of course. But no, what else we've got going on? So we've got the small-scale mining project, which is they're now starting to produce some shallow cassiterite ore. They've got a small, simple washing plant and a separation plant. So they'll be selling that locally. But for us, it's much more interesting that we get some pretty chunky samples of the ore that we can put through the second phase of the metallurgy work. So it has an additional benefit for us in that respect. So that's ongoing work. The geophysical survey that was flown last month completed. We're waiting for the final data, which is probably a couple of weeks away, and that will hopefully help us identify if there's any additional exploration targets within the license area, because the license area, really, we've only explored in those two areas of Montgomery and Kalai. There's quite a bit of area that we really haven't looked at yet. So that's what they'll be doing. I guess we're also at the same time this summer doing our work in New Brunswick, so on the Canadian tin tungsten play. That's field works going on at the moment. So yeah, again, that will give us some results towards the end of the year, maybe fourth quarter, I would think, to plan for next year. So there's still quite a bit going on, even though we're not drilling.
And what's your current view of the sort of broader context in which you're operating then? I mean, we know the DRC is up and down, but there's also the tin price. How's that looking?
Well, the tin price has been pretty bullish all year. I mean, since the beginning of the year, it's been in the $45,000-$55,000 a ton range. It's around about 50 now. So I see that as basically being a relatively stable price range. It's a very good price range because the production costs for Alphamin down the road are probably still in the range of $15,000 to $20,000 a ton. So that's a huge margin. So it's a very profitable business, and our Kalai ore is very similar to what they're processing at Alphamin. So, there's an obvious export route for that for us. So although we're in the middle of nowhere, we're right next door to an export route, which is pretty handy. So I see the tin market as being stable, positive longer term, in terms of demand. I mean, it does, obviously everything goes up and down with world events, but I think underneath there's a strong demand going forward.
And so turning back to Kalai before we close it out, Paul, you've talked about the resource update that's coming. What's the company going to do on Kalai after the resource update's out? What's happening next in your plans?
Well, I think we've got a plan to go to Montgomery. We've got an undrilled copper, an undrilled tin exploration targets from the soil sampling and from some of the other work in Montgomery. So we want to go in and drill those deeper copper and tin targets, and that will be probably for later on in the third quarter. In terms of Kalai, I mean, obviously we'd like to add more value to it before we did some sort of a deal. It just depends on how much the resource update gives us and whether we go back and drill some more deeper targets in there, or whether we do a deal after this resource estimate. We're completely flexible as to how to do it, whatever's best in terms of value for shareholders. So we keep our options open, basically.
So, talking about doing a deal, you have lines of communication with potential potential parties to another transaction, and presumably the talks continue.
Well, yeah. I mean, we talk to Alphamin at the Alphamin level, and we have had talks with IRH. It's quiet at the moment because obviously they're waiting as well as we're waiting for the resource update. So after that happens, we'll pick up the phone again.
Excellent. So just tell us finally, how do you see the news flow as we move sort of through summer and into autumn? We've got the resource update, probably the central factor. How will that sit in terms of what else you're going to be putting out?
Well, I guess the geophysical survey results and how that pans out into further exploration targets will be able to say something about that in August, I would think. And then that would tie in potentially to our drilling program for Montgomery and potentially some other exploration targets later in the year. So there's that, there's the MRE, the geophysical survey results, and then the drilling program and how we move forward. Interspersed in there will be all the other stuff that we're doing at the moment in terms of the pilot mining project and the license transition. So yeah, there'll be quite a lot going on. A lot of it in the background, but nonetheless important stuff.
Well, we'll be watching with interest. It's good to see so much activity and progress being made by Rome. And thank you, Paul, today for joining us to give us that update.
No, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.